Here we go again on our own. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. I'm doing it again. You know, I'm getting tired of having to do victory laps on people. I don't enjoy it. And I wish you people, some of you, not all of you, I wish some of you would stop getting me to the point that I got to school you. I don't know what it's going to take. You don't know what I'm talking about? That's fine. I'm going to break down what I'm talking about. Here's what happened earlier today, early this morning. So I get up. It's like midnight, 1 a.m. I get up because I can't. I'm having a, you know, restroom break. So I get up and I decide, okay, let me just check on cryptocurrency, see what's going on, wrap my head around what's going to happen for today's update, which posts up to our different platforms and CryptoTalk.fm. And then I looked at Bone, Thuggish Ruggish Bone. For those that don't know, I have been in the Bone community for a long time, period. People don't believe me, but there was a time I was allegedly, according to Dex Screener, I was a whale in Bone. I'm not anywhere close now, but I was a whale in Bone. I held it for a long time. I watched the damn thing go all the way down to the 30s, and I was buying, and I was DCAing. And so my average was pretty good. But the point is, I saw no path forward for Bone. For whatever reason. And I opened up, I did a video on YouTube, and I think it went on the podcast show too. But I opened a video on YouTube and I was asking the question, what the hell's going on with Bone? And its price doesn't make any sense because its supply, the price should be much higher than what it is if we're honestly saying that it's the gas for Shibarium. Nobody uses Shibarium, right? We know that. But I was still trying to figure out why is it this damn thing isn't going at least to a $2, let's say $2, right? It should certainly be able to reach a $2 because everything else is running up. Now, to be fair, Ethereum is not running up. Bone is still Ethereum-based. It's still an ERC-20 at the end of the day. So it doesn't matter about the Shibarium side. At the end of the day, it's still an ERC-20 under the hood. That's where people are trading it for the financial. Ethereum has not run up. That's playing in. But even when Ethereum ran up, I still didn't see significant runs. So then this morning, I noticed Bone started to run. It started to run like crazy to a point that I speculated something was going on. I did some research. I looked around some of the posts and people were not saying anything that I would expect them to say. Like nobody was saying anything of any substance, I guess is the point. It ran up. So it was down. It was down all the way to like 40 something cents. And it was hovering around the 40, 40, 44. And then it starts running up 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. Goes all the way to 60 freaking cents, 61 cents. And people are talking about Binance. Binance, well, that was certainly needed because I don't see why it's not. It's not on a lot of exchanges to start with. That made any sense. But I figured, okay, let me do some research. I saw no evidence it was getting on Binance whatsoever. So, okay, people are just talking out of their ass. That's fine. I did more digging. I wanted to understand where is this pump coming from. So I checked my magic source that everybody has access to. They just don't know what I'm talking about. But pretty much all the different tools can let you do it if you know what to look for. But I have a tool that makes it more obvious. And I confirmed that the vast majority of the pump was happening from bots. The bots were buying $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. They were buying a lot of it. And all they were doing was buying. There was not a lot of sells. The sells came later, but right now that was the buys. That's what triggered it to go from 44 cents up to 61 cents. So all I did was I left a message on CoinMarketCap's community and I said 75% of this traffic is bot traffic. 100% of that is Shiba Swap. Gamble responsibly, don't FOMO. Because what I'm trying to help people understand is that at the end of the day, the vast majority of this is bots. If it's bots, that's a couple things. It could be an exchange that's buying in, but you wouldn't see them do it across a span of a bunch of bots. That wouldn't make any sense. They would do one or two or three, and they would buy in larger chunks, or you would see the wallet for the exchange because they're named. So you would see if it was the exchange. I knew it wasn't an exchange, but I know where it was coming from. The fact that Shiba Swap coming as the source of these bots told me that either it's somebody in the community itself or Satoshi, whatever his name, Kasama, whatever, lose somebody on the team itself doing it as a to try to trigger a FOMO run. It had to be because there was no reason for this level of run. Nobody listened to me. I had people talking about slam dunk, quote, keep FUDing until this break a dollar and FOMO kick in. User Crypto Review, quote, fake claims only 7% of volume come from Shiba Swap. So I wanted to help people understand as an educational point here. When you're looking at a token, and it doesn't matter what tool you use, but when you're looking at a token, you're not looking at the price of the token. You're looking at the price of a pair. The liquidity pair has different traffic. Each pair has a different traffic. So it doesn't matter if you're just looking right now, let's say at Bone, right? Bone has different pairs. In order to understand the origin of specific traffic, you need to analyze all the different pairs and try to identify the pair that has the greatest amount of volume to help explain what you're seeing. Just to give you an example, Bone has a pair with Bone and Leash, that's Shiba Swap. Bone has a pair with Bone and Wrapped Ethereum, that's Shiba Swap. Bone actually has three different liquidity pools. There's one on Shiba Swap, there's one on Uniswap V2, and then Uniswap V3. They actually have pairs on Pulse Chain. There's pairs on Polygon. There's pairs all over the place. And then you talk about the Shibarium piece. In order to understand where this specific track is coming from, you look at how much is coming in. You look at the volume number. If the volume number is in the millions of dollars, then looking at the primary pair, which is Bone and Leash, for people who didn't know that, that pair only has 87,000 of volume. That means it's not where it's coming from. That means people are not trading their Leash for Bone, okay? You can look at Bone and Shib. The Bone and Shib pair is bare nothing. The Bone and Shib pair right now on Shiba Swap, right now, is small. It's nothing. People are not trading. The Shib holders are not trading for Bone. So you can tell a story about where the origin of this is. It means it's not existing holders that are trading into Bone, this pump that we're seeing, because they're not trading their Leash and they're not trading their SHIB. That means it's got to be coming from Ethereum because Bone's an Ethereum token. Okay, so you look at Ethereum, there's multiple pools. Why? Because people can create their own liquidity pool on Shiba Swap and on Uniswap. However, you can't run excessive bots on Uniswap. You can run bots against Shiba Swap because it allows you to do that. So that leaves one pair, which is the Bone and the Wrapped ETH pair on Shiba Swap, which has a volume of just shy of $3 million. So that's where the traffic's coming from. Well, if you look at that pair, it will straight up tell you that the volume of just shy of $3 million, 2.3 million of that is bots, aka 46.63% is bot traffic. And if you look at all the traffic, you're going to see a trend of the same bots showing up over and over again. 46B0D shows up over and over again. 5969 shows up over and over again. 8404 shows up over and over again. What does that tell you? It tells you that the bots are artificially pumping volume. First, they pump buys. Then they pump sells because they're selling back out after the run because they've already triggered the FOMO. What they don't understand, whoever's stupid enough to do this, is you can't just trigger a FOMO run and then dump off the stuff. If you're going to trigger a FOMO run, those bots can't sell at the same large amounts that they bought into because those people are just going to dump out because people are going to FOMO sell. What I'm saying is that bots aren't bad. Bots are a good tool if they're used correctly. What this idiot should have done is trigger it to do some steady buys. Don't do large buys, do steady buys. Trigger somewhat of a run, let the FOMO play in, continue doing steady buy traffic, let the FOMO trigger in, wait till it gets a significant enough market cap. Then start selling small chunks. Don't sell, if you just bought $1,000 worth of it, don't sell $1,000 back out. Sell 50, sell 100, sell small chunks until you get your money back. It's like starting a fire. You're not like, this is easy, but these numbnuts didn't know what they were doing. So my warning was simply to tell people the bots are right now the predominant traffic. If you're gonna FOMO into it, I can see it's gonna crap, and that's exactly what it did. We crap right back down to 48 cents as I record this. I'm not saying that to go nee 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 deep deep deep. I'm saying it to educate you so that you can stop calling me a FUDder when I'm trying to tell you the truth of what's happening, which is bots are being used to influence you to FOMO into the shit, and they don't understand how to do it right to where it doesn't crap afterwards because you're just going to FOMO sell when you see it go back down. They don't understand, which is why I theorized it was coming from the team. Because they seem to be idiots, as you know, the scented book and all this. Who else would be this dumb to do this? Anyway, that's the story of Bone. I'm sad because, again, I'm a member of the community. I want the damn thing to succeed, but you're dealing with idiots on this thing that there's no reason for its price to be this down. And if you looked at what it did, it only took $40 million to pump it up to 60 cents. Imagine what this thing's price, that's what I'm saying. Imagine what the price really should be if they knew what they were doing. If it was done right, imagine what its price could really be. Imagine how amazing this could really be if it was done correctly. That rhymes. So if you're in Bone, I'm not telling you to sell. In fact, I'm telling you the opposite. I'm telling you that you're dealing with idiots. The best thing you can do right now is realize that these are idiots that don't know how to make this thing succeed. I can't tell you when it's going to be something. I heard Satoshi was going to step down. I think that'd be a bullish thing for this thing. Because if you get somebody that's got some damn common sense, maybe it could be something. In the short term, all I said was just don't FOMO because I knew what was going to happen to you. Because I knew it's fake pumps for the sake of pumping. The pump might have worked if they knew what the F they were doing. They don't. That's what happened. Maybe it recovers, but right now you don't have the same sentiment. Again, I remind people, you got over 2 million people sitting on SHIB. Those people and less than 100,000 on BOEM. That means the people on SHIB, they're not biting. They're not buying it. So until you convince them why they should, it's not going to go anywhere. And that's the problem that they don't get and why this happened. And hopefully you don't freak out because we knew it was going to happen. And hopefully smarter people come into play to where we can actually course correct and get the thing back on track.